I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everybody. It's Angelo Freeman from Neasden. I'm sat here opposite Barry from Watford. He doesn't want to speak because he's under contract not to. Anyway, we're doing a live show on the 1st of December at Dingwalls Club in Campton. Now, come and see it because we're going to be doing competitions and advertising stuff and going around someone's house to turn on their Christmas lights. You can win that. So could you come along, please? Okay. Goodbye.
Go to live.
Oh, live.angelosandbarry.com
to buy the tickets.
Go there, please.
Most important bit.
Christ.
Oh, is it really ready to go? Hold on.
Open up. Oh, yes, sir.
That's nice.
Yes, sir.
Are we going?
Is it on?
Yeah.
Okay. Hello, 1, 2.
Hello, 1, 2, 1, 2.
1, 2, 1, 2. 1, 2, 1, 2. Oh, friends.
Romans.
Countrymen.
How are you?
We are... Well, we haven't seen you since the live podcast, have we?
That was good, wasn't it?
Oh, wasn't it good?
What a night that was.
Anyone who went, thank you for coming. Oh, if you didn't, you. Up yours.
Yeah, you can come to the next one, though. Yeah. So, not up yours.
No, not up
if
yours.
If you come to the next one, then not up yours.
Yeah,
if you don't come to the next one, then up yours.
So, just to recap, okay. if you went to the last one,
not up yours. Thank you.
If you didn't come
to the last one, up yours.
However,
if you are coming to the next one, not up yours.
However,
if you are not coming, then up yours. I hope we've made ourselves perfectly clear.
I think that's clear now.
Did you have a good time at the last one?
Oh, mate.
Get bedded up?
Oh, of course I did. Yeah. I see one young gentleman who was... Couldn't beat him off with a To my right, young Owen, the thief and technician.
Yes, so Owen.
Did you,
big night for you. You come up on stage and you chatted to us and everything.
Yeah.
And you got loads of interest from the birds.
Got the glad eye.
How did you get on, mate? Did you take any home?
No.
Don't be about the bush, Owen. Did you get a young lady kissing? Did you kiss a lady?
No.
Okay. Did you just go straight in for it then?
Did you just grab a tit? Or was it just straight bottoms? Not bottoms, I mean the bottom end.
Downstairs
region.
No.
Oh, is it more specialist stuff? Was it?
Was it all leather and chains with you?
Was it leather and chains?
No.
Was it spanking or?
Yeah. Spanking.
No spanking.
Oh, Owen, we handed it to you on a bloody plate. We got you up on stage. We beat you up. We pointed out the women in the crowd. We got interest for
there's
you.
Some of the women who come knocking at our dressing room door like this.
It's in their place. Hello, it's I in there, isn't it? Is it?
And
we had all that lined up for you.
Lined up? Well, I say lined up. Anyway.
It's a shame, though, Owen, that you couldn't,
couldn't
bring it on home. Mm. You know what I mean? We took you to the... Well, you can take the horse to the trough.
The trough.
You cannot make it drink.
No, that's right.
But we're going to make you drink next time.
You are going to make you drink and drink to live it a pink.
We are going to sit you down and show you how to do it.
Put it this way, if, you know, food be drink, we are going to... I mean, if love and sex be drink...
Oh, yeah, oh, that one, yeah, from Shakespeare.
From Shakespeare, he said that. Famously in Winter's Tale.
If Dingwall's be the food...
If Dingwall's be the food of life, and Owen be reticent in cometh him forward... Lo, prithee, I shall line up the birds by the fruity next door to the...
Pie shop.
Ye old
pie stand.
And Owen shall partake in love.
Now, do you fancy some of that then, Owen?
Shakespeare said it.
What? Yeah. He's playing up for it.
Well, ladies...
Couldn't be more up for it.
He's well up for it.
Couldn't be more... I've never seen him so excited.
Never. I'll tell you what is exciting.
What is he saying?
I've only gone and got myself a job.
No way.
Yes.
Hey?
Cirque du Soleil.
Oh, right.
The circus people.
Oh, no, them, yeah. I used to work for them.
I know you did.
Yeah.
Because, you know Brian.
I know Brian.
Stage manager.
Yeah, I'm the stage manager.
I'm doing the old contortionist trick.
How's he still doing that?
Yeah. Let me move that. You know this one I do when I get me... Get me foot up.
Oh, Barry, you're going to snap that. Oh, he's...
Oh, hold on.
Oh. Oh.
If I get my ankle round my... Just round there. See that there?
I'll tell you what, mate. It's good that you can do that, but it stinks. Did I stink?
Oh, well, I do it in a glass bell jar.
Oh, blimey. Is no one else in there when you do it, is there?
No,
because they'd have to get their money back.
Oh, yeah.
It's nice to see your balls up by your mouth.
Well, not many people can do it. I keep myself supple.
You do, don't you?
Keep myself very...
What are you using? Muscle relaxants and pills?
I'm using...
You're in a sauna every day.
Deep heat.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I go for a massage most days, and it does... Because if you're in the circus game...
Yeah, you've got to be very stretchy, aren't you?
If you're going to do an act that involves you being stuffed into a bell jar...
Yeah. People pay good money to see that, I know, didn't they?
They
love seeing people stuffed very tightly into glass bell jars, don't they?
When you used to tour, what was that circus?
I was with, what's his name? I was with the Chinese State Circus.
Oh,
the communist.
Years, I was with them.
Oh, yeah.
They made you sleep in a bell jar.
It wasn't as quite as comfortable as the life that you lead with the circus.
What was
LA,
it like
French.
With them?
Oh, well, they were lunatics.
Yeah.
Because they're communists, they can get away with anything, you know? They can do what they like. And so the act that I was, like, every night, and this ended up hurting in the end.
Oh, God,
every night, they chop one of my fingers off.
Right.
With the guillotine, you know. So what's this magic trick, you know? And then they go, like that.
No magic
and
involved.
There wasn't any magic involved, mate. They were just taking my fingers off, and I had to go and have them surgically sewn back on again in Peckham.
Yeah.
Every night, some backstreet doctor.
But this is the thing.
But they didn't pay for it, neither. No. Not the Chinese, they won't do.
I mean, this is what they say. It's all very well knocking David Cameron.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, you talk about the Chinese state communist circus.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Do you remember when you joined the Conservative Party?
Yeah, for Shimla.
For the right wing circus.
And you
went round. Do you remember that lovely thing you did? You had to go in the circus ring, run after a homeless person, kick him up the arse.
Yeah, kick him up the bum.
Wonderful.
And people would all cheer. They'd all cheer. And
do you remember single parents? You had to chop all their fingers off.
Yeah,
no sewing them back on unless you could afford
lovely,
it.
Yeah,
love that.
Yeah.
The British right wing
loads
circus.
Loads of fun. Beautiful.
Beautiful
entertainment.
Wonderful.
For those Chinese, I mean, they're having a state visit now.
Oh, I saw that. It's in the
paper. He's over here. He used to run, I know he runs China now.
Yeah.
But when he used to run, he used to run the takeaway. When I knew him.
Oh, yeah, Xi Jinping.
Yeah,
Xi Jinping.
And let me tell you something. Mm. That is about a 46-point scorer on the Scrabble board.
Let me tell you.
Get the right position on the ball.
Where do you stand on people going out, waving flags, kissing his bum, to try and get investment in this country?
Oh, I love it.
Because they're going to invest in all our nuclear power stations.
Oh, yeah, all of them.
Call me.
All, well, right, wind scale.
They're going to be on every street corner, that lot.
What are the power stations?
They're going to be everywhere, mate. Once you've had one 20 minutes late, you want to put another one up. That's the problem.
I do like a power station.
Oh, I do. But not if it's all written in Chinese. You're in trouble.
That's the thing. I don't want, on the big chimneys they have on there, I don't want all the Chinese words down the side there.
No.
I want, J.W. Spratt and Son.
That's
nuclear power.
But imagine the difficulty. Derek, that's getting a little bit overheated in cooler number one. Right, now what do we do?
Well, you want to go and get the fire extinguisher? Sling some water. Get a pan.
Hold on, what does it say on the fire extinguisher? Do we put it on it or not?
Just go and get a pan, fill it with water, and sling it over.
Now, I'll tell you what, close down that particular cooler right now. Let's get the instruction manual.
Close it down.
That's all in charge.
Zinke pan, tasting from the high.
Yeah. You certainly learnt the lingo when you was with the...
That means...
Turn it off.
Press the button on the left-hand side.
Well, look, if there's anyone from British Nuclear Fuels...
Oh, there will be.
...listening...
There will be.
...and you need someone to translate a load of Chinese writing...
Any of the new power station instruction manuals.
And quite frankly...
Because I helped write them.
Did you?
Yeah, when I knew Xing Shigligan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he told me he was going to open one when he was running a Chinese takeaway, and I thought... That's a bit bold.
I mean, he can barely fry some prawn toast.
I said, listen, Jean.
Yeah.
We're barely turning over £100 a week here. Like, where are you going to get the money from? He says, don't worry. I got England and I'll get David Cameron to invest in it and get the French to do it and we'll build it down in Devon.
Yeah.
He had it all thought through, even when he was cooking up the number 36.
Yeah.
He knew what was going on. He knew what he wanted.
And did you ask him about safety? Oh, no, I don't care about no safety. I don't give a shit about no safety.
Once I've gone home, I've made my money, innit?
Yeah.
You know? So, he's crafty, that one. He's crafty.
Well, he certainly. And did you hear the thing about his wife? Didn't she give as a special present to Cameron and his cronies?
And his filthy crew.
Yeah. Didn't he get a record? She had a record. She's a recording artist.
Oh, yes.
Peng Lu number one. Oh, that's right.
I think that's where the album went. Number one, mate.
And
I was playing bass on a couple of them songs.
Oh, I got one of hers.
Yeah, weren't you? Yeah, weren't you on it
coming at number 13, which was Hong Kong style chicken. Pathetic. No, I played on that. I played on two of her albums.
Did you?
Yes.
What did you play?
Oh, I played.
double bass.
Tie a ribbon round the old
rope tree.
Wrong year.
Oh, so you sang the backing vocals.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Wonderful. You and Cher doing that, was it?
It was me, Cher,
Toya
and
Wilcox.
Janet Ellis off of Blue Peter.
Oh, wasn't she once a bongo?
She was.
I thought so.
Some of the greatest Bond girls of our time. I mean, they bring them out now. Janet Ellis.
Maggie Philbin
was a wonderful Bond girl. She knew how to operate all the
equipment. Well, she did all the gadgets, isn't it?
That wonderful... what was her? That lovely...
Judy Finnegan. Yeah.
Judy Finnegan.
She was a good Bond girl.
Wasn't she in...
She worked behind the bar, didn't she?
That's it, she worked behind the bar and From Russia with Love.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
One of the early ones, anyway.
Miss Finnegan, yes. I want to see it go in and out again.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Jimmy said that when they had all the double entendres.
Yeah, it was very, very funny
ones.
Roger
Moore, wasn't it? Yeah. It's
a good one, wasn't it, Roger Moore?
Oh, yeah, lovely. He'd come in and he saw Janet Ellis off Blue Peter.
Yeah.
And she's all flirtatious.
Oh, yeah, well, she would be. You're looking at Roger Moore.
And she... And he goes, here's one I started earlier in a sexy way.
Hello, Janet.
Hello, Janet. Was he?
Yeah, back then he was.
Yeah.
But he was in Live and Let Die, wasn't he?
He was, wasn't he?
Hello, Janet. How are you?
Janet Ellis from Blue Peter.
From Blue Peter.
Listen, I'm James Bond here now.
James, will you help us make, a candle holder out of some coat hangers and sticky back plastic?
Cereal boxes.
Yeah.
Yes, all right, I'll help you.
Well, it was wonderful. Remember we went on Blue Peter that time?
Who?
James Bond.
Oh, yeah.
Roger Moore.
In Thunderball?
Yeah, in Thunderball. He went on and they come through in an Aston Martin.
Oh, yeah, through the studio wall.
And that ran over Valerie Singleton.
Percy Throwers cabbages.
Well, it was too, because remember when they smashed up the Italian sunken garden on Blue Peter?
Percy Throwers.
That was James Bond,
I know
done
it
that.
Was.
He
I know
tore
it was.
Through there.
He left a note as well saying, sorry, Percy,
yeah.
I got pissed.
Yeah.
And then he left it on the floor. That's how you know it was him.
But they're very sexy, the James Bond girls. It's extremely sexist.
It's extremely sexist. Them James Bond films. But then again, they're not really birds.
No, I'm not going to buy it for one. I like the cars.
I
like the jokes. I like the stunts.
But I like the guns.
And we like we both like the guns.
Yeah, I like things blowing up.
If halfway through,
some
great big monster comes out the ocean, what would you rather see? Halle Berry
or
Mary Berry coming out of the...
American, isn't it? I wouldn't mind seeing Mary Berry coming out of the ocean with a cake. So, Mr. Bond.
I've got
my Victoria Sponge here.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mary Berry.
Oh, Mary, you're not exactly Harry Berry.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I still will.
Yes.
And he gets off of her.
Yeah. But I do like a Victoria Sponge.
And I fancy you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think Roger Moore's probably older than Mary Berry now, anyway.
Well, probably.
You know? Yeah. So he would be lucky.
But I mean, of course, I support women's rights.
You give £5 a month to women.
Yes, I do.
Yes.
I regularly give money to women, and, you know, sooner or later, let's hope
you're going to get something back.
Yeah, I'll get something back from my mum.
Oh, shite.
Crying out loud.
I love women. All sorts of them.
Oh, I do. Even the ugly ones.
I love them all.
Yeah.
The poor ones, the ugly ones.
No, I'm not so keen on the poor one. But I do like...
All women.
All women.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, especially the really attractive ones. You know,
I love them.
Love those ones.
I love them.
I like women at this time of year for Halloween.
Oh, do you?
Where they take the theme of
Halloween
and just make it a little bit more sexy.
Oh yeah, like dressing up like a You know, dressing up like you know, like a French maid.
Oh yeah,
but with blood all over her face.
Yeah,
I love that.
Look. I love that.
With white face.
I thought there was a proper, you know, a sexy lady in my house one year on Halloween.
Oh.
Got up in the middle of the night.
Was it Margaret dressed up?
No, no.
Oh, thank God.
No, no, thank God for that. She does have a nurse, but it wasn't
her. No.
I got in the middle of the night, go to the toilet, hear something downstairs. I think Margaret's gone downstairs for a biscuit or some such
thing. She's a bit diabetic. She's going to do
it. I said, hello. Yeah. Anyone down there sort of thing, you know.
No.
Slipped on my dressing gown.
Yeah.
Went down the stairs. Yeah. I come in. There's a flaming ghost in my house. I said, what the hell
was it going
on? It was a man.
Oh, right, yeah. Where was it? On the hallway?
On the hallway.
Okay.
So I've gone, what are you doing?
What are you doing here?
I was a bit nervous. I could see through it. It was an apparition.
Yeah,
so he goes,
Were you half pissed or was you...
No, I was completely sober, middle of the night.
Okay.
He's gone, I used to live here.
All right.
I cannot pass over to the afterlife. I'm stuck between
purgatory.
I said, mate, I'm sorry, you're going to have to go. I said a prayer, chucked some holy water, and got rid of it. A couple of hours later, I'm having a kid. I had another downstairs. I go down. He goes, sir, I forgot my umbrella. He'd left.
Oh,
I said, can you go? Right, a couple of hours later.
Yeah.
There's another noise. I go down and say, what's going on? He goes, there's a mate of his. I was supposed to meet my mate. I said, he's moved.
He's gone. He's been exercised.
You know, I'll tell you something, they weren't saying for nothing, these ghosts. They'll be claiming all sorts.
Oh, good God, yes.
You know,
good God, yes.
The amount they claim, ghosts, Ian Duncan Smith.
No, it's a loophole, that.
Yeah.
You know, they haven't got that loophole closed yet where you can come back from the afterlife and go down the dole office and
claim
income support and housing benefits.
I mean, them ghosts you meet down there, you've seen awful
lot. There's loads of ghosts down there. And, you know,
For all sorts.
I saw you here like 20 years ago. Yeah. You looked half dead then, you know. And they says,
they're still claiming their all
sorts. It's a thing, you can do, you know.
Yeah.
You can come back here. As long as the bloke behind the counter can see you, you know.
Well, that is a loophole.
You know, exactly, that's how they get you.
Yeah.
You know, if they can't, because there's a few more ghosts down there that I've been down there, and I can see them, and the bloke behind the counter can't see them.
Oh, okay.
And then they don't get their money, and they just, kick up a stink, you know. Now, I know for a fact that the bloke behind the counter has seen them, even though he's pretending he hasn't seen them.
Well, it's more trouble than it's worth.
Exactly,
for him,
it's paperwork.
I mean, I've got
because they haven't got social security numbers. These people, you know, they have to pull numbers out of their arse on the spot.
This is the rules here for claiming income support.
Right.
Be able to prove you're searching for work.
Yeah.
Two, be available for work. Three, don't be dead.
Don't be dead.
You know.
Or if you are dead, make sure we can see you.
If you are dead. Yeah, number four. Yeah. If you are dead, make sure we can see you.
Yeah.
You know, they do try, don't they?
I know. They put these things in, these clauses, you see, that are almost impossible to get round.
Well, yeah, and I mean, good luck, son.
Yeah, I can't wait to pass over.
I'm
going to take him to the cleaners.
Oh, I'll bet.
And they say to me, have you been looking for work? I say, of course I haven't been looking for bloody work. What can I do?
Yeah.
Well, I can't lift anything up. You know, I can't do manual labour.
Halloween is about the only time. It's seasonal.
Have you tried typing on the computer when your hand goes straight through the desk?
They will never understand.
Well, look, that's not my problem, mate. I said, well, whose problem? Well, it's someone's problem.
Demand to see the
bloke? Yeah, I said, bring the manager down, please. Bring the manager down. And down he comes. And he says, so what's wrong with Mr. Epiphany? He said, look, I'm dead.
Mm.
Okay, I died 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's my right to claim. I know that because I've seen it on the form.
Yeah.
And they said, yeah, that's absolutely right. right, you can climb. I said, well, listen, he just asked me, am I available for work? And I said, of course I'm not available for work, because I'm dead.
Yeah.
It's a very difficult loophole, that. It's a very difficult catch-22 situation.
Yeah.
Do appreciate that.
Yeah,
but it's not my problem, I said.
That's right.
It's not my problem. I said, I can't work, I can't lift nothing, and I can't type nothing, because mine goes straight through the desk. Now, if we can get round that, I'll go down to the Department of Trade and Industry, and I'll work down there.
My Margaret's sister, you know Irene, died in that threshing accident.
I remember that.
Lost her entire arm.
Yeah.
She turned up dead to the DSS in Watford.
Yeah.
Oh, hello, have you been working? Well, no, I'm dead.
Yeah.
Secondly, can you sign on? I can't work my own arse. I've only got one arm.
One arm.
There's a fleshy wound hanging down.
That's it.
They said, what's that awful smell? Well, I've been dead. And with that, her leg come off.
Yeah.
And they would not give her a penny piece.
Really?
Until she complained and showed them this clause.
Yeah, that's it.
If you're dead.
And can be seen.
And can be
by
seen.
By the bloke behind the counter.
By the bloke who can claim income support.
Yeah, yeah. Now, if they don't want to close that loophole, there's nothing to do with me.
Oh, nothing to do with me.
Nothing to do with me.
You know.
Nothing to do with me, mate. No. Are you still claiming anything, Barry?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm claiming unemployment benefit.
Oh, good.
I mean, I've got no intention of getting a job.
No. Have you? Little job at your age?
I did not work for 35 years. Admittedly, but if I had,
I
would be entitled to. I'm not going to. I am not going to lift a finger.
No, mate, you've earned your rest.
I have. Well, I've not paid any tax for some time, but someone's earned it on my behalf.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know,
someone's been working extremely hard in the factory so that you can stick there with your feet up eating Scotch eggs, watching Crime Watch.
Crime Watch.
Exactly.
You know. And
it's a diabolical liberty.
And if I die, you go and claim on my behalf.
I'm going to, mate.
You know. So, you know,
that's that covered.
That's that covered.
That's your head.
But,
yeah.
What are you doing for Halloween? You're going out, having a party?
I'm having a massive party.
Oh, who's going? Yeah.
All the top ones. I'm going to have a party that's going to rival Jonathan Ross's one.
Oh, yeah.
Because he likes to throw a party, doesn't he?
Does
he gets a lot of the big names.
The big ones,
yeah. Yeah, but I'm going to have a big one down at Neeson Channel, and everyone's coming. Roger, Barry's coming.
Yeah.
Kenny's coming.
Yeah.
Cliff's coming. It's going to be a star-studded event. Yeah. You know?
We can do Apple Bobbin.
Yeah, Apple Bobbin and sliding on the floor with fairy liquid.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that'd be good fun.
Yeah.
We're going to do drive-by egging.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. You know that one?
Yeah, I know. If someone don't give you some sweets, you do a trick on their ass.
Yeah, you chuck stuff at them.
Yeah, that's it.
So we're all going to go trick-or-treating.
Oh, lovely. So we were supposed to go to that person's house in Ware,
which we will do. Yeah,
we will do. If you're listening, Faith, we will do
we're
that.
We're definitely coming to your house, Faith. We're going to have a good old look round.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to looking through your drawers.
Yes.
What are you looking forward to doing around her house?
I'm looking forward to maybe taking the piss out the knickknacks on the side.
Oh, are you?
Yeah,
I'm definitely going to use the bog.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's always a danger that they're a bit nutcase, aren't they? We don't know these people.
We only met them the other day down at a gig.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could get killed.
Yeah.
If we don't come back, if you don't hear another podcast and it's not on the news, then
we're dead.
We're in Ware.
Yes, we're in Ware. Someone called Faith Clark's house.
And if the next time you see us is at the DSS office and we turned up dead trying to claim benefits, it was someone in the Ware area what done it to us.
For God's sake, get in touch with the police.
With the local authorities. But don't tell the DSS that we aren't entitled to benefits because we are.
Yeah.
Even if we aren't alive.
But if there was one copper you wanted to solve your murder,
Nipper Reed.
Who, Nipperine? What's yeah. he from?
He put the Crays away.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Fictional or otherwise.
Oh, in that case, Jackie Chan.
Oh, Jackie
I'd want him on my case.
Oh, I'd
like I'd want him on my tail. I'd like to outsmart him. Him or Charlie Chan.
Yeah.
Or David Yip.
Oh, the Chinese, detective.
Or
Eddie Shoestrings.
No. Is he Chinese?
No. I'll tell you what I'd like. Do you remember they had that lovely one, Richard Griffiths, Pie in the Sky?
Oh, I liked him.
The big fat
big
detective.
Fat fella, yeah.
I liked him.
And he was a chef and all, wasn't he?
What a ridiculous premise for a cop show.
And yet it ran and ran.
Well, he didn't run and run, I'll see you there. But I would like someone like...
If he was on your tail... You'd like him on your tail?
I'd like, if he was killed in where,
yeah.
I would like someone like Jim Rockford. Hello,
I'm Jim Rockford. I can't take your call.
Calling
right
the moment, but I've heard
a message.
You son of a bitch. That's what I'd like.
I would like one of the birds. I like rosemary and thyme. I think the pair of them together could definitely solve this crime.
I'd like that.
Yeah, or else I'd like Bergerac and all.
I always felt bad. We'd done something about Bergerac once and I suggested that John Nettles had a foot fetish. Do you remember?
No, I don't remember. I would definitely have remembered that.
Do you remember?
I would have remembered
that. Yeah, it was horrible.
I don't remember.
And I might have suggested that when people come to pick up their shoes at the bowling alley, they found what looked like a little bit of Benicol in the shoes. Do you remember I said that?
No, I don't remember.
Yeah, I felt awful about that.
Well, we can only presume that doesn't really happen.
I'm not saying it does happen.
Oh, you just didn't like the fact that you'd even suggest it.
Yeah, I thought, and I think probably I'm just going to apologise.
To Jim Bergerac?
Yeah.
Okay.
So let's see if I can apologise. Oh, it's not playing.
Come on.
Oh, God.
Oh, where's he gone? Where's the apology music? Oh, no.
Stop.
It's
not working.
Oh, it's not working.
There we go.
Oh, it's working.
We just go back.
No, it's fine. Keep going.
And I'd just like to apologise to Jim Bergerac, for
suggesting it.
Jim Bergerac. His name is John Nettles. I'd like to say sorry for suggesting that you ejaculated in somebody's shoe. It's not true at all that you went to the bowling hall and did that in somebody's shoe.
Well, that's cleared that up.
Yeah.
And John Nettles, if you're listening, I like Midsummer Murders.
Yeah.
I liked it better when you was in it. Jim Nettles, I like Midsummer. I haven't got that right.
Oh, sorry, here we go.
Right.
Let's go again.
I can't.
Just to prove to you, this unedited. Here we go.
2, 3, 4. John Nettles, I would like to say start again. I'm coming in too early, aren't I? Coming in too early with it.
Here we go.
John Nettles song.
No.
John Nettles, I'd like to say that I'm a big fan of Midsummer Murders, but not with the bloke what's in it at the moment. I preferred you. You were the best. You were the best Midsummer Murder detective. And you was good at Bergerac as well. And everything else you've done.
Just like to apologise to Richard Griffiths from Pine Sky. He was a big fat detective who didn't half like his food. He was too fat to run after a burglar. That's not being rude.
The fact was,
he was morbidly obese. That's why he could never be in the police. And while we're on the subject, I'd like to... What was the other one that we...
Which one? David Yip.
Oh. David Yip, I'd like to apologise and appease David Yip, the bloke who was a detective and he was Chinese.
Please.
I'm not going to say any racial stereotypes. No, I'm not that silly.
He was a Chinese detective.
He happened to be Chinese. It's just a coincidence, that's all.
We need be. Oh.
Well, I think that's the apology.
That's the apology. Oh, David, if I just like to say I'm very sorry. I'd like to say I'm sorry about the Chinese thing. You're nothing like the Chinese leader, Mr. Xi Jinping. You haven't killed loads of political prisoners or chopped their hands off. You're just an act.
You haven't got an appalling human rights record.
Right. So, just to be straight, David Yip is nothing to do with the excesses of the Chinese totalitarian state. So I hope we've cleared that up.
I think we've finally got those things up.
You know, it's always good. Never be afraid to say sorry.
Absolutely right.
I'm going to, you know, to any of the people who have offended, any ladies who might have been appalled by some of the things we said.
It's not really for them.
It's not for them so much, the podcast. But if there are any of the fairer sex listed...
And I hope there are.
My lovely ladies...
The ladies... The birds.
Perhaps we'll do a ladies special next time. And subjects that they like.
Yes, I think so. Like tights.
Flowers.
And knitting.
Gentlemen's bottoms.
Crochet. Makeup.
Chit-chat, endless...
All that rabbit stuff. Will be the ladies' special.
That's a ladies' special. And that is...
Gentlemen, I'm afraid that will not be for you.
No, ladies only, please.
Ladies only.
Sorry, fellas, ladies only tonight. Yeah. Turn them away at
the
door.
Right at the nightclubs.
So, ladies, get your pretty little ears ready, because this time next week, it'll be all for you.
It'll just be for you.
Okay. Don't forget we're doing the 1st of December. Now, that's for men and women at Dingwalls.
That's for both sexes, yeah.
For both.
Anyone can come to that.
Anyone can come to that. So,
that's for birds and blokes.
Yeah.
That's at Dingwalls in Camden
Lock.
The 1st of September. 1st of December. It'll be your first Christmas party of the year.
Yes, indeed.
It's going to be raucous.
Tina Turner, the tea lady, is on with us. It's very funny.
Brilliant.
So go to live.angelosabarry.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about...
Coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
See you next week, pals.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye.
This is a Playback Media production served to you in association with Why Not Think People.